I want to run away. Disappear into the woods, like I did that day they brought the burn victim to our house. Go and hunt while my mother and Prim attend to what I have neither the skill nor the courage to face. But there's no one here but me. I try to capture the calm demeanor my mother assumes when handling particularly bad cases.
Pretty awful, huh?
Says Peeta. He's watching me closely.
So-so.
I shrug, like it's no big deal. You should see some of the people they bring my mother from the mines. I refrain from saying how I usually clear out of the house whenever she's treating anything worse than a cold. Come to think of it, I don't even much like to be around coughing. First thing is to clean it well. I've left on Peeta's undershorts because they're not in bad shape, and I don't want to pull them over the swollen thigh. And, all right, maybe the idea of him being naked makes me uncomfortable. That's another thing about my mother and Prim. Nakedness has no effect on them, gives them no cause for embarrassment. Ironically, at this point in the games, my little sister would be of far more use to Peeta than I am. I scoot my square of plastic under him so I can wash down the rest of him. With each bottle I pour over him, the worse the wound looks. The rest of his lower body has fared pretty well, just one tracker-jacker sting and a few small burns that I treat quickly. But the gash on his leg, what on earth can I do for that?
Why don't we give it some air and then...
I trail off.
And then you'll patch it up?
Says Peeta. He looks almost sorry for me, as if he knows how lost I am.
That's right, I say. In the meantime, you eat these.
I put a few dried pear halves in his hand and go back in the stream to wash the rest of his clothes. When they're flattened out and drying, I examine the contents of the first aid kit. It's pretty basic stuff. Bandages, fever pills, medicine to calm stomachs. Nothing of the caliber I'll need to treat Peeta.
We're going to have to experiment some, I admit.
I know the tracker-jacker leaves draw out infection, so I start with those. Within minutes of pressing the handful of chewed-up green stuff into the wound, pus begins running down the side of his leg. I tell myself this is a good thing and bite the inside of my cheek hard because my breakfast is threatening to make a reappearance.
Katniss, Peeta says.
I meet his eyes, knowing my face must be some shade of green. He mouths the words.
How about that kiss?
I burst out laughing because the whole thing is so revolting I can't stand it.
Something wrong?
He asks, a little too innocently.
I'm no good at this. I'm not my mother. I've no idea what I'm doing, and I hate pus, I say. Ugh!
I allow myself to let out a groan as I rinse away the first round of leaves and apply the second.
Ugh!
How do you hunt? He asks.
Trust me, killing things is much easier than this, I said. Although for all I know, I am killing you.
Can you speed it up a little?
He asks. No, shut up and eat your pears, I say. After three applications, and what seems like a bucket of pus, the wound does look better. Now that the swelling has gone down, I can see how deep Cato's sword cut, right down to the bone.
What next, Dr. Everdeen?
He asks. Maybe I'll put some of the burn ointment on it. I think it helps with infection anyway. And wrap it up? I say. I do, and the whole thing seems a lot more manageable, covered in clean white cotton. Although, against the sterile bandage, the hem of his undershorts look filthy and teeming with contagion. I pull out Rue's backpack.
Here, cover yourself with this, and I'll wash your shorts.
Oh, I don't care if you see me, says Peeta.
You're just like the rest of my family, I say. I care, all right? I turn my back and look at the stream until the undershorts splash into the current. He must be feeling a bit better if he can throw.
You know, you're kind of squeamish for such a lethal person, says Peeta as I beat the shorts clean between two rocks. I wish I'd let you give Haymitch a shower after all.
I wrinkle my nose at the memory. What's he sent you so far?
Not a thing, says Peeta.
Then there's a pause as it hits him.
Why, did you get something?
Burn medicine, I say almost sheepishly. Oh, and some bread.
I always knew you were his favorite, says Peeta.
Please, he can't stand being in the same room with me, I say.
Because you're just alike,
mutters Peeta. I ignore it, though, because this isn't really the time for me to be insulting Haymitch, which is my first impulse.